Thank you, Ian. Now to our last batch of stories in this part of Chatterbox. New floodlights at Carrow Road infuriate supporters. The number of e-scooters are set to double after Norwich trial extended, and street food storms the castle.
After a run of recent home defeats, Norwich City fans might be expected to welcome any attempts to lighten the gloom at Carrow Road. But the club's latest initiative to brighten the mood has backfired, with many supporters who have complained that the stadium's new floodlights are too bright. They say they want to be dazzled only by the action on the pitch rather than the glare from the lights. The Canaries upgraded their main floodlights in the summer and also added new lights lower down attached to the stands themselves. Fans are only starting to see the impact of the changes now the nights are drawing in. After last week's evening match against Luton Town, which the Canaries lost 1-0, a number of fans raised complaints, with some even wearing visors to battle the glare.
The success of Norfolk's first service station for electric cars has led to it being used as a template for a new facility at Gatwick Airport. The pioneering site, which opened at the Postwick Hub 6 months ago, is the first of its kind in the UK, and the company behind it, GridServe, is hoping to launch similar operations elsewhere to cater for the country's growing number of electric vehicles. Postwick was the company's second electric service station in the UK, after one at Braintree in Essex, but the first of what it calls its compact forecourts. A spokesman said that the Gatwick site would build on our experience at Norwich. Although the company said the site had been successful, it has not escaped the impact of rising energy prices, with the cost of charging electric vehicles rising to 64p a kilowatt hour. Despite price increase, the firm said that it is continuously taking measures to keep the cost of charging as low as possible.
A city estate agent raced out of their office block to confront a vandal who smashed the front door of the building. Glass was shattered at the Arnold's Quay building in Prince of Wales Road. A spokesman for Norfolk Police confirmed a man in his 30s was later arrested. Miss Heach said, "There are cameras everywhere on this corner, so it was a bit foolhardy. I have no idea what the motive was." It follows a spree of businesses being targeted in the city, which it is understood police are not linking.
It has been home to Identikit fast food chains and then a COVID vaccine centre. But now there is a changing of the guard at the top floor of Norwich's Castle Quarter. The area has been transformed into a vibrant street food hall, Castle Social, which opens later this week before a grand launch next month. The national brands have now moved out, and local independents have moved in as part of the new venture, with the full trader lineup now revealed. Mr. Ferriby, commercial director at MAM, said, "We are creating an iconic food and drink destination that will span out onto the castle gardens with an incredible view of Norwich Castle."
Come the start of November, thousands of pumpkins decorating homes across the city will become redundant. But wildlife experts are asking homeowners not to dump them outside, as they can be poisonous to the fine city spiky critters. The Woodland Trust has warned pumpkins can be fatal to hedgehogs. Hedgehogs should only eat meat and insects, but they are curious and seem to particularly like tasting sweet things. To dispose of Halloween pumpkins properly, the items need to be put on compost heaps or put into brown boxes or food bins.
The number of e-scooters in Norwich is set to almost double after council bosses agreed to extend the trial of the vehicles for another 2 years. The scheme will now continue until May 2024, having started in September of 2020 under a Department of Transport pilot. As part of the extension, which Norfolk County Council has agreed, the number of scooters available for rental from operator Beryl will increase from 267 to 500. And the geographical area which the scheme covers will grow further, with new bays planned for Heatherset and Drayton, adding to the 95 already in place. The Beryl scheme goes from strength to strength with more than 55,000 users registered for the Norwich scheme. By adding more scooters and creating more bays, we can increase the number of journeys being swapped. This means less congestion and cleaner air for all, and another step towards reaching our net zero targets. E-scooter riders have to provide a valid driving licence to use them. Beryl e-scooters can be used on roads, cycle lanes, carriageways and other areas where cycling is permitted, but not on pavements.
Crafters who have been working to improve a city park by creating pieces of art from wool have been angered by the constant destruction by their yarn bombs. Their knitted creations have been attached to the trees in West End Street Park in an effort to spruce up the spot for locals. However, the artworks are constantly being stolen or destroyed. It's frustrating after all the work that goes into them, but even more sad that something that was meant to cheer up the park for everyone to enjoy is no longer there. The yarn bombing project is part of the improvements being carried out in the four local parks by the Wensum Residents Association. The damaged yarn bombs are currently being repaired and reinstalled. It is hoped that this time the artwork will be there to stay.
That's all from Gaynor and I. Now it's over to Carolyn Sayre and Mike Spivey for part two.